This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. With just 2 weeks before the start of the Democratic National Convention, three activist groups are negotiating with Chicago officials on where exactly they can march near the United Center. The city is proposing a route that's about a mile long. It starts at Union Park and goes west to Damon Avenue along Washington Street near the UC. But the groups say that's not big enough for the thousands expected to show up. They want an area double the length that ends at Western Avenue. Hatem Aboudeya is head of a pro-Palestinian group that is planning to protest.
This is the route that makes the most sense. This is the one we're fighting for, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to go all the way west on Washington.
A federal judge is expected to decide which route is best by next week. In other DNC news, local leaders in Chicago are trying to push visitors out to neighborhood destinations when they descend on the city for the Democratic National Convention in 2 weeks. Most of the action will take place at the United Center. That's where political bigwigs will give speeches declaring their hopes for the Democratic Party each night. Choose Chicago, the city's tourism arm, says it will blanket the convention with a QR code, directing visitors to digital guides for 47 Chicago neighborhoods. Lisa Nucci is the group's chief marketing officer.
We obviously want people to see the jewels of the city, like the Bean and Willis Tower and all of that, but we want people to be able to see more of what makes up the DNA of Chicago and that lives within our neighborhoods.
The DNC host committee did not say how much money it is spending, if any, on fulfilling its promise to spread economic benefits of the convention throughout the city. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is tapping some Illinois Republicans to help win the White House. Republicans for Harris launched over the weekend. The Sun-Times reports former Congressman Adam Kinzinger and Joe Walsh have joined. So have former Governor Jim Edgar and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. They're trying to appeal to more moderate Republican voters who are turned off by Donald Trump. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says, good. They need those votes.
I think it's very helpful. There are many Republicans, and many of them voted in the primary against Donald Trump, who don't believe he's the future of their party or should be. When they express that publicly, it strengthens Kamala Harris.
Republicans for Harris also include former Trump administration officials, like Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham. The Illinois State Board of Education rolled out Monday how it will distribute money to schools this year, and it defended the governor's progress toward full funding. Chicago Public Schools and the Teachers Union are attacking Governor J.B. Pritzker for not increasing education funding more. The city's school district is one of 500 that, according to the state, does not have enough to provide an adequate education for students. And this is a crucial moment as federal COVID relief money dries up, creating deficits for CPS and others. But Pritzker notes in a press release that he has increased money for the neediest school districts by $1.8 billion since 2019. This has helped many school districts move much closer to being adequately funded than they were before Pritzker came to office. More news you should know today. The Sangamon County Sheriff has released police reports from the night Sonia Massey was shot and killed by former Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. In his report, Grayson wrote that he shot Massey because she was attempting to throw boiling liquid on him. However, video of the July incident shows Massey was several feet away from Grayson when the deputy moved toward Massey with his gun drawn and shot her in the face. Grayson has been fired and charged with murder. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed the law repealing the state's 1% grocery tax. Families can expect to save $1 at the grocery store for every $100 spent, depending on what they buy. Some municipal leaders spent part of last spring telling lawmakers not to repeal the tax because it would blow a hole in their budgets. But the measure allows local governments to pass their own grocery tax. The new law takes effect in 2026. Today's weather, it will be cloudy with gusts of wind developing this afternoon. Thunderstorms are possible, and there's a risk of severe weather. The high will be in the upper 70s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with similar temps. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.